not a bad start for the girls. Coming off, of course, a really good meet last week of a broken bow. And a lot of your girls are up in the charts and everything. So I don't think it's a bad start at all. Do you?
No. You know, we don't have huge numbers in the girls, but, you know, they're competitive and we've got some good things going on. So we'll definitely keep trying to improve throughout the year.
You've got some outstanding talent and a lot of young talent. I tell you, I think you and I talked about last year how you had a distance standout on the way up from the junior high ranks, and Scout Bell is among the best of the best in the mile and 2 mile. And what a talent as just a freshman.
Yeah, she kind of had a rough start with the season, but, you know, we just had a lot of interruptions early in the year with girls' state basketball, spring break, and state FFA, which are all great things, and we're kind of getting back on track and getting some consistency with workouts. But Scout kind of turned the corner last week and had a couple real good races for us and for herself, and I think she's going to continue to get better as the year progresses.
I think you remember her from junior high ranks. Had a great junior high career, and you had a feeling that she's gonna get even faster. And no question, that's happened here in her freshman year, hasn't it?
Well, it has, and I think she's still got a lot of room to improve. And I think everything's going right for her right now. So I think the big deal will be is that she get some light competition, and that's when the times come down, when you compete against the best. So we're hopeful that things are right on track for it.
We know Taryn O'Hare from, of course, a multi-sport athlete, and she's having a nice start in the throws, isn't she?
Oh, Taryn, yeah, she's a competitor in all the sports that she competes in, and she had a 40-foot plus throw the other day, and you know, she just competitor, and a lot of good things are going to happen for her.
Yeah, I tell you, relays, I know maybe not where you want to be right now in the 4x1, 4x4, but you're going to get faster. But everybody else as well. That district, you look at the district, and wow, hey, it's some fast times in those relays right now, isn't there, Coach?
Oh, there really are, and you know, there's never an easy district, and shouldn't be. But you know, we've got to get better, and we know that. We're gonna work on that to try to knock some times off our relays.
McKenna Gilligan in the high jump. I mean, and there's another event where it's just loaded with a lot of great jumpers in the high jump. But she's at 5 feet right now, and maybe this week is the week she climbs and goes up a little bit higher.
Yeah, I think she'll have a good meet. You know, it always helps a little bit to be at home, and I think she's ready to jump 5-1, 5-3, somewhere in that area. But and again, she's a competitor and helps us on the track and really enjoy the effort that she gives.
And you've got some other kids in the track and also the field events, Coach. You know, you're just a couple of meets in. They've got some time. We've got some big meets coming up. You're going to see those marks and times improve even more.
Well, I think so. You know, weather permitting and health-wise, if we're healthy, I think that we're going to see a lot of improvement in some individuals and some good things will come our way.
This Dutch Zorn invite, Coach, always brings out the best teams. You got some of the Panhandle teams making the way over, conference teams, some here from the East. Boys, this is going to be a fun one to watch, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it just seems like the meet gets a little bit bigger and tougher every year. There's some events on both the girls' and boys' sides that, you know, are going to be very competitive, and you know, I think Minden's coming this year, and they've never been here before. It should be a very competitive meet.
Bring some of those Western schools out here. I know Sydney and his, gosh, have been so tough, and the Scotts Bluffs, it's good to see them probably for the first time for you guys. And then you bring Boy Kearney Catholic with the Harbor girl and the sprinter. You've had a chance, I think, to see her once or twice already, but boy, you Good to see. Boy, these going to be fun times. Maybe some meat records. You never know. Those meat records are tough to break right now, but you never know.
Oh, you don't. You know, I would imagine there'll be some meat records in jeopardy. I'm sure the girls' pole vault is going to be tested. And, you know, you just don't know. You get the right conditions, and we just do know that there's going to be a lot of competitiveness, you know, amongst the athletes.
I know you take pride in your track and field coach in the high school ranks, and I know you're getting ready, you know, before you know it, about a month away, maybe a little less than a month away, you got that junior high state meet. You always look forward to hosting that every year.
Well, it is. It's fun to see the young talent. You know, you kind of pay attention down the road to, you know, see how that progresses for them when you see them or hear of them competing at the state track meet. And, you know, it's just a great sport. And, you know, the benefits that track and field do for the other sports, I think, is immense. And you know, it's always fun to watch the kids compete.